This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Movies have them, of course. Television shows have them. Elevators have them, for crying out loud. I'm talking soundtracks here. For those who perpetually have headphones on, pretty much everything has a soundtrack. So is it possible that the economy has a soundtrack too? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explores what we listen to in bad times and good.
When it comes to the music we want to listen to, is it the economy, stupid? Aram Sinreich is a media professor at Rutgers University. He says, yes.
Music has always been a method that people use to make sense of their environments and that societies use to kind of develop a collective identity.
To get a feeling of our collective identity now, I checked out some pop hits.
I'm out of pain.
So, we're making sense of our economic environment by calling boys? Not exactly, says Sinreich.
Those songs are classic bubblegum pop. When it's almost like the role that the movies played during the Great Depression, where people want to temporarily live in a world where you don't have to worry about where the next rent check is going to come from.
Or where your next bottle of Cristal is coming from. Mark Richardson is the editor-in-chief of Pitchfork, an online music magazine. He says he's seen a lot of music celebrating luxury and excess, like Watch the Throne, the hit album from Kanye West and Jay-Z.
Everything's for sale, got five passports, I'm never going to jail.
That album was very much about living an excessive lifestyle, and people kind of reveled in the fantasy of that.
Another recent trend influenced by the economy? Electronica-style dance music moving into the mainstream. Alexandra Smith is the director of consumer trends at market research company Mintel. She points to bands like Skrillex, Lady Gaga, and Robin.
I'm just gonna dance all night.
It is put your headphones on, tune the world out. It tends to be really upbeat, and that really makes sense when times are tough that people are going to turn to that kind of music.
Smith says when economic times are good, we often gravitate toward more soulful, introspective music. There was a spike in popularity of the emotional, melodic emo bands 10 years ago and the singer-songwriter boom during the prosperous late 90s.
The music that makes us think a little bit more. The Ani DiFranco, the Sarah McLachlan, the Alanis Morissette.
Thank you, India. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Celine.
Smith points out we're seeing many of these acts making a comeback. Alanis Morissette, Cat Power, and Fiona Apple have all released albums this year. Morissette's debuted at number 5 on the Billboard chart. Fiona Apple debuted at number 3.
But it does maybe suggest that we're ready to start listening to more thoughtful music again and kind of move away from the pure escapism.
Smith says we may feel like the economy's turning a corner, so we're ready to stop shutting the world out and face the music.
That's where the pain comes in.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Trying to fit the need.